Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. My name's Christina. I'm from Houston, Texas. So the story I have to tell, I want to give a little background just in case it might have, y'all think it might have something to do with it. The house I grew up in, my parents lived there for like 25 years. Someone was murdered there, and it was haunted. Like, small things would happen. Mainly the staircase. People would always feel like they're either being watched or kind of pushed or chased down the staircase. But we never really thought anything of it. It could have just been a really creepy staircase. But, I mean, other things happen. We'd hear voices sometimes, and you kind of see something. But nothing ever really big. And then later on, we found out that someone was murdered in the house because the real estate agent didn't disclose that to my parents when they bought it. When our house flooded, we pulled up the carpet, and there was a huge brown stain on the cement in the middle of the living room. He was murdered. The guy was, like, shot in the head with a shotgun. They tried to stage it as a suicide, but he was like shot in the back of the head or something, where like he couldn't commit suicide. Anyways, I won't get too far into that. The story is when me and my friend moved in together in Austin. So she had just got back from Africa doing some like charity work, and all of our stuff in the apartment was decorated with all this cool stuff she had got from Africa. It was this real cool bohemian look, you know. And pretty much immediately stuff started happening. Like, you would be in the living room and kind of hear like a bang. Not really a bang, but, you know, plastic hitting the wall. You'd go in, and the top of the trash can would be on the other side of the kitchen. And you would think that, you know, it would be like maybe the trash can was on too tight and it popped off. But it was actually the wrong top to the can. So it was like way too big. There was no way it could have popped off and then flown across the room. So also, you would try to open a door sometimes and it would fight back with you. Like, it would feel like, not just like the door was stuck. It would feel like there was someone on the other side of the door pulling it the other way. And you would have to fight with it for a second, and then it would just stop. You could open the door, and there would be nothing there. So that was always really scary. So there were a lot of small things like that, but there was a couple of real big things. Like, there was one day I was home by myself, and I heard the front door open, and my roommate came home, and, you know, she's in the living room of the kitchen kind of talking to me, saying, like, hey, you know, I'm home from school or work. I forget which one it was. But she was home, like, an hour early. So I remember asking her, you know, hey, why are you home early? And she told me why. I don't remember what it was. And so whatever, we just had a short little conversation. I kept doing what I was doing. Everything goes on my computer. And then like an hour later, the time where she normally comes home, I hear the front door open and she comes to my room and says like, hey, I'm home. Da-da-da, starts talking to me. I'm like, yeah, I know you're home. Like, we already talked about you've been home for a while. And so obviously she's confused. I'm confused. You know, I tell her what happened and we're just really confused. I mean, I think she's fucking with me. She thinks I'm fucking with her. I mean, it got to the point we started getting really freaked out and like had to promise each other, like, I promise I'm not fucking with you. And we were actually so scared that night we slept in her room with her. Anyway, so that was the only time that kind of thing ever happened. That was, we really freaked us out, but I mean, what are you going to do? We just kept living there. Then the other, one of the other big things was there was one morning I woke up and I always went to sleep with my light off, but I woke up and my light was on. So, I mean, that's not that weird. I mean, on, I could have turned it on and forgot or something. I don't know. Well, I stand up and I had like a round light fixture, you know, over the light bulb, and it just, that and the light bulbs just exploded like all over me. I was covered in glass. There's glass all over the floor, just completely exploded. And the another weird thing is I wasn't cut at all. So we got an electrician to come check it out. And he said there was no reason, there was nothing wrong. There was no reason why it should have exploded. He even showed me, like he said, with the wires, there was no shorts, there was no anything like that. He even showed me the light bulbs, where normally, I guess when like a light bulb goes out, there's a little flint thing there that burns up. Those weren't even, like it wasn't burnt. There was no, you know, signs of anything like electrical happening, it just exploded. So, that was really freaky. That went on for like 3 months, just a lot of weird stuff. And then I just kind of settled down. I mean, the trash can thing continued to happen. And what was really weird is no one ever saw it happen. And it's not like the ghosts or the spirits were shy, because, I mean, they'd fight with you at the door. It exploded glass in my face. It talked to me. But no one ever got to see the trash can top actually fly off. You always just heard it and then saw it. But anyway, so, I mean, we kind of figured that maybe since the stuff was from Africa, there were spirits attached to it, and it just took them a while to kind of, like, settle in. Because really, after 3 months, almost all the stuff stopped. I mean, there was a few little small things, but none of that big, scary stuff that was happening happened again. So, whatever, we lived there for the rest of the lease. And in other apartments I've had, there's always been, like, how do I explain it? I don't know if it's attached to me, but it's been in multiple apartments where I'd wake up and there would just be a man standing in the closet doorway in one particular apartment I'm thinking of. It used to freak me out. I got my roommate to switch rooms with me. I didn't tell her why she switched rooms. But after we did that, it stopped. But then she started waking up and freaking out, waking me up, telling me that she saw the same thing. And I had never told her about like the man in the closet. And she was seeing the same thing. So I don't know if it stayed in that room for some reason, but then when I would move to a different apartment, the same thing would start happening. Eventually it stopped. I mean, I've had two apartments, my past two apartments it hasn't happened in, and it hasn't happened in my new house now, but I don't know what that's about. But anyways, thank you. I'm sorry if this went on kind of long because there's kind of like three stories jammed in there, but I'd love to hear this on your podcast. I don't know if I'll be able to listen to it because I hate the sound of my own voice, but anyways, I would love to have y'all, you know, hear what y'all think about it. And I'm super broke right now, but second my budget allows, I'd love to become an EPP member because there's just some that I hear that I'm so mad that I can't listen to them. Y'all are the only thing that gets me through my work night shifts. And, you know, almost the second I clock in, I pop my wireless headphones in and listen to y'all all night. But anyways, yeah, I would love to become an EPP member just because there are some stories that sound truly scary that I would love to hear. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.